Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Young Survivors by Deborah Barnes is a survival and resilience-focused story that centers on young people forced to navigate danger, uncertainty, and fast-changing circumstances. Set against a backdrop where safety cannot be assumed, the book explores how ordinary lives can be abruptly reshaped by crisis, and how teenagers and young adults can rise to responsibilities they never expected to carry. Barnes emphasizes practical problem solving alongside the emotional reality of fear, grief, loyalty, and hope, showing how survival is rarely a solo effort. As the characters face scarcity, threats, and difficult decisions, the story highlights the importance of teamwork, leadership, and moral courage. Rather than treating survival as only physical endurance, the narrative also underscores the internal battle to stay humane, make sound choices under pressure, and protect others without losing oneself. The result is a tense, character-driven read that speaks to preparedness, trust, and the strength that can emerge when young survivors are pushed to their limits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, crisis as a catalyst for rapid maturity. A central focus of the Young Survivors is how a sudden crisis accelerates growth, forcing young characters to move from dependence to accountability. The story highlights the shift from everyday concerns to immediate priorities such as safety, food, shelter, and staying together. This change is not portrayed as a simple transformation into instant heroes, but as a sequence of hard lessons where mistakes have consequences and learning happens under pressure. The characters must assess risks, interpret uncertain information, and decide whom to trust, all while managing fear and confusion. The book also explores how maturity is shaped by responsibility for others, not just for oneself. When young people become caregivers, planners, or protectors, they confront ethical dilemmas and the emotional weight of leadership. By emphasizing the uneven human pace of adaptation, the narrative makes resilience feel earned. Readers see that competence is built through observation, practice, and the willingness to keep going after setbacks. In this way, the crisis becomes a catalyst that reveals character, tests values, and reshapes identity. Secondly, teamwork, trust, and the fragility of group dynamics. Survival in the book is closely tied to relationships, showing how cooperation can be both a lifeline and a source of conflict. The Young Survivors examines the formation of a group under stress, where trust must be built quickly despite limited information and heightened emotions. Practical decisions about where to go, how to share resources, and how to handle threats require communication and compromise. The narrative also shows how group dynamics can fracture when fear escalates or when individuals disagree on priorities. Leadership becomes a moving target, sometimes earned through competence and sometimes challenged by personality clashes, resentment, or panic. The book highlights the importance of roles within a team, from those who scout and plan to those who keep morale from collapsing. It also shows that trust is not a single moment of agreement, but an ongoing process reinforced by actions. By focusing on how alliances form, break, and repair, the story underscores that survival depends on social intelligence as much as physical endurance. Readers are prompted to consider how they would contribute to a group and what behaviors strengthen or endanger collective safety. Thirdly, resourcefulness and practical survival decision-making. Another major topic is resourcefulness, presented as the ability to improvise and prioritize when ideal options are unavailable. The characters must weigh immediate needs against long-term stability, making choices about movement, shelter, and the use of limited supplies. The book emphasizes that survival is often a chain of small decisions rather than one dramatic act, and that small errors can compound into serious problems. Planning, observation, and adaptability are repeatedly tested, especially when conditions change or new dangers appear. The narrative gives attention to problem solving that is grounded in reality, where fatigue, hunger, and uncertainty affect judgment. Readers see how the young survivors learn to gather information, anticipate consequences, and adjust strategies. The story also highlights the psychological side of practical thinking, including the need to stay calm, avoid impulsive actions, and keep routines that reduce chaos. By portraying survival as a blend of creativity, discipline, and situational awareness, the book frames preparedness as a mindset, not a gadget list. The result is a compelling look at how resilience is built through repeated acts of smart, flexible decision-making. Fourthly, moral choices. Under pressure and the cost of survival, The Young Survivors explores how extreme conditions complicate moral decision-making. When resources are scarce and threats feel constant, the line between self-protection and harm to others can blur, and characters face difficult questions about fairness, loyalty, and responsibility. The book does not treat ethics as abstract philosophy, but as urgent choices that shape safety and identity. Decisions about whom to help, when to run, and what risks to take for others reveal values and expose internal conflicts. The narrative also acknowledges that even the right choice can carry emotional consequences, including guilt, grief, and doubt. This moral tension adds depth to the survival elements by showing that staying alive is not the only objective. Staying human matters too. Readers witness how empathy can be both a strength and a vulnerability, and how boundaries may need to be set to prevent exploitation. By portraying the cost of survival in emotional and relational terms, the book encourages reflection on character, courage, and the kind of person one becomes when the world is unstable. It makes the survival journey as much an ethical test as a physical one. Lastly, hope, resilience, and rebuilding a sense of future. Beyond immediate danger, the book emphasizes resilience as the capacity to keep going while also rebuilding meaning. The Young Survivor shows how hope functions as a practical tool, sustaining energy, encouraging cooperation, and helping characters endure losses. This hope is not portrayed as naive optimism, but as a deliberate choice to look for next steps even when outcomes are uncertain. The narrative explores coping mechanisms such as focusing on achievable tasks, protecting bonds within the group, and maintaining personal dignity under degrading conditions. It also highlights how small victories, a safe night, a shared meal, a moment of laughter, can restore momentum and reinforce the belief that life can improve. The characters learn that resilience includes accepting help, learning from failure, and adapting goals as circumstances change. The story suggests that survival is not complete until a sense of future returns, whether through a plan, a destination, or a renewed commitment to each other. By connecting endurance with emotional recovery, the book frames resilience as both action and attitude. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of how people persist, heal, and rebuild after trauma. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy survival-driven fiction with a strong focus on young protagonists, group dynamics, and the emotional realities of crisis. Teen and adult readers who like character-centered suspense, stories of resilience, and narratives where relationships matter as much as action will find it especially appealing. The Young Survivors can benefit a reader's life by reinforcing practical, transferable lessons. Stay adaptable, think in priorities, communicate under stress, and recognize how trust and leadership shape outcomes. It also encourages reflection on personal values, showing how integrity and empathy can be tested when fear is high and options are limited. Compared to many similar survival stories that lean heavily on spectacle, this book stands out through its emphasis on the internal cost of endurance and the social mechanics of staying alive together. The focus on young people navigating adult-level decisions adds immediacy and emotional weight, making the stakes feel personal rather than abstract. For readers looking for a tense yet human exploration of survival, courage, and rebuilding hope, it is a worthwhile purchase that offers both momentum and meaning. If you would like to support Deborah Barnes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.